Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jason interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jay Stu coming to you from the Rogue One Geekery Con in Niagara Falls. I'm here with the one and only Wonder Librarian.
Hey, what's up, guys? Great day so far.
And very happy to welcome back to the show, and I'm happy she was here to be a guest. ALB of the wonderful YouTube channel ALB in Wonderland and ALB in Whisperland. How's it going?
It's going really well. How are you?
Not too bad. How was your day so far?
It's going good. I've been like getting lots of art stuff done and meeting lots of people, so it's been a good day.
Very cool. Now, I listened back to the interview we did at Fan Expo, and I kind of have a follow-up question for you.
Okay.
You're talking about Walking Dead.
Uh-oh.
I know you were scared for Carol and Michonne on
yes.
the opening episode.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on the premiere?
I mean, because I only care about Carol and Michonne, I was fine with the premiere.
Okay.
I'll be real. Like, it did throw me a bit, because... We're going to talk about some spoilers right now.
Yeah.
When Abraham got taken out, I kind of breathed a bit. So I was like, okay, Glenn's okay. Because in the comics, you know.
Yeah. I love Glenn.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I like Glenn a lot, but he's no Carol or Michonne. And I was so certain that Carol was a goner.
Yeah.
So when nothing happened to Michonne, I was like, cool, I don't care. And the way that Glenn died was so great. Like, I love special effects. So I was like, oh, it's amazing. And then Carol's somehow fine, which I don't understand, to be honest. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm happy, but she should not be alive. There's no way. There's no way.
But she is Carol, and Carol's awesome. Carol always seems to get herself out of everything.
She's a survivor. I love her so
much.
She'll
probably be the sole person in the whole world.
That tiger is hers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just wait and see.
Well, how funny was she on that episode, though?
Oh, she was so bold. I love her pretending to be, like, this cutesy mom. Like, oh, she's so good. I love her.
So I've just got a few artist type questions, because I'm seeing that you have some beautiful works of art here, and you told me that you're an illustrator. Do you have a favorite subject that you draw?
A favorite subject, yes. I really love doing horror,
okay.
Especially body horror. I really love drawing, but I don't usually bring that kind of stuff to cons, because my table has a certain aesthetic, and I've found that they don't sell well. Like, my horror stuff does not sell well, because people have an expectation coming up to my table of what I'm going to have, and if I have horror stuff, they don't really know what to do with that, so I don't usually bring that to cons, but I love drawing it.
I'm
so
surprised,
fun.
But pleasantly. Like, I'm just like, whoa, that's awesome.
I love it.
Walking Dead fan, so.
Yeah.
That's cool. So when did you start to become an artist? Like, how did that come about for you?
I was never not doing
okay.
this. Do you know what I mean? I'm lucky in that I grew up in a really artistic family. My sister's a fine artist as well, and she's 12 years older than me, so by the time, you know, I could start drawing, like, let's say 3 or something, my parents were like, cool, this is what she's going to do.
Yeah, and this is
so, I have to give props to my parents, because, like, anytime I wanted to do anything art-wise, like, even my parents would just find a way to do it. Like, even if we couldn't afford to do it, if I needed new supplies or anything, they would find a way to get them for me. So they were super supportive of me doing something in the arts from the get-go, and it's really lucky.
That's perfect. Do you remember some of, like, your first drawings, like what you would draw when you were in
school? I loved drawing all kinds of characters. I really loved drawing the Powerpuff Girls when I was younger.
Yeah.
I went through the phases that everybody goes through with, like, I would draw anime, I drew a lot of Sailor Moon, like, everybody does this when you're trying to figure out your style.
Yeah.
But I remember I drew so many Powerpuff Girl drawings. Like, I just loved drawing the Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, for me it was, like, Ninja Turtles on a chalkboard I would draw. I would, like, just try to get them, like, their personas and stuff
like
when
character.
I was younger. It was, like, cartoon, like, whatever you were watching or whatever, right?
So, exactly.
Yeah. Do you have, like, kind of, like, an artistic process, like, something that you do to, like, get into drawing, or is it just, like...
No, I mean, I kind of... Maybe this is cynical of me, but I don't really believe in, like, inspiration when it comes to art. Like, I think that if you have to wait for it, it's just not going to come. You know, if you want to do it as a career, you have to just get up and do it for the amount of hours. Well, not even be able to, but force yourself to every day.
Okay.
And just keep going, you know? So that's my process, is just do it. Like, there's no excuses.
Right on.
You can't wait for inspiration.
Yeah, that's a good point. I like that. So seeing as it's a Star Wars themed con, we've been asking everyone, what's your favorite Star Wars movie?
Okay, so you're going to laugh at me. Huh? Until 2016, I had never seen a Star Wars movie.
That's okay.
I was going to say,
perspectives are always good.
Yeah, last night I watched the YouTube thing you did about watching them for the first time.
Yeah.
Hilarious, by the way.
Well, yeah, I had had never seen any of them, and I watched them all, and because we were going to go see, you know, the new one, and I wanted to prepare myself, and I mean, I think that there is a certain nostalgia element involved in liking some parts of those movies. I really love the new ones. I really love Poe and Finn and Rey.
Oh, yeah.
Those are my favorite characters, because that's my relationship with the new movie, right?
Yeah, so. And it was kind of like a nice throwback to the old series, but it like kind of like dialed it up a little bit more, like the humor's more futuristic, I found, and stuff like that.
So. Yeah, I mean, I didn't grow up with that. Like, I grew up very much on Lord of the Rings, so that's my nostalgia, like, nerdy thing.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't have a lot of connections to Star Wars, but I really like that new movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's very cool. So I just have my own question about, because I have a YouTube channel too. So what kind of advice would you give to somebody that's like starting out, or like how do you find the YouTube world? Like, is there cons or stuff you go to? Just anything general advice-wise?
Well, it's really, really great for people who are starting out now, because I guess in some ways it's harder, in some ways it's easier, but like when I first started doing YouTube, it was kind of like we were just all cowboys. Like, there was no rules of what is a good idea to do. Now there's like in the YouTube help section, there's this whole YouTube playbook of all these different things that you can do to get your channel set up, and like they give tons of really good advice that never existed when I started doing YouTube.
Yeah.
So my biggest piece of advice would be, I don't even know if there are things that I necessarily do, but it's mostly like consistency.
Yeah.
To like keep uploading every week at least. It's really good if you can have a date and time to do that. I'm not doing that. I should. But definitely like doing that. And I think that having a vision for your channel is really important too. Like, if you're just doing YouTube videos to just make YouTube videos, that's fine and there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that the channels that do really well are ones that have a vision of what they want to be.
Yeah.
You know, where they want to go with things. And you can change that. But like, try to figure out what you're bringing to the table that's unique.
Yeah, or like who your viewers are, and like know
exactly
them and what they want. Yeah.
Yeah.
That said, do you have like a favorite video that you've done, or one that's been particularly successful that you've got a lot of good comments on, or
I mean, I've had some that are like, to, you know, not even compared, like my far more successful ones are usually my like political ranting videos.
Oh, okay.
But I will say that the feedback I get on those is not, it's usually mostly good, but then the bad feedback is very loud and abrasive and intrusive.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess anything controversial is gonna,
yeah,
like,
I mean,
something like that, right?
So,
there's their opinions.
There's that, yeah.
Yeah.
So usually the ones that are my favorites don't always do that well, but
yeah.
That's fine with me too. It's like you don't know what's going to do well. That's the funny thing about YouTube. You can totally think a video is going to do amazingly, and it just might not do well. And then something you put like an hour of time into, it might just go viral. You don't really know.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the frustrating and amazing part of YouTube.
Mm-hmm. That was what I was curious about too, because you mentioned that you had a video that went viral. Can you tell us which one that was?
I've had a couple now.
Okay.
But the first one was I did Shit Tumblr Girls Say.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
There you go.
It was just really good timing. I mean, it was like kind of a tag video because everyone was doing the like Shit Girls Say videos at
that
time.
Piece,
and I did one really quickly after that came out. So it, you know, people were sharing it a lot.
Cool.
So that was timing and knowing Tumblr really well. I was able to accurately portray it. So different now, but yeah.
Excellent. Jay, do you have a...
Oh, I just wanted to say we really appreciate you coming to this show today. You're awesome.
Aw.
It was nice talking to you at Fan Expo, too, and I'm just very, very thankful that you came today.
Well, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me. And back on the podcast, too.
Oh, no problem, man. I'm sure we'll see you around in all the different shows and things.
Oh, yeah. We do. We find each other.
Oh, definitely. All right. Well, we appreciate it. And...
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm becoming a fan. I didn't know of you before, but Jay mentioned you. I've been checking out your videos, and I think you're great.
Well, thanks for the
lovely
show.
Lovely art. Yeah, so there you go. Yeah, so got a new fan. And may the force be with you today.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.